Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment, I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer. That's right. Did you remember the toilet paper this time?
Absolutely.
Right. The Sears and Roebuck.
That's right. Yeah. Barbed wire section.
Yeah. Right. All right. It is time for some poetry.
Oh, yeah.
This is another one who left way too early.
Yeah.
Doggone. Yeah. Trey Allen was, he might have been a little younger than me, but doggone, went way too fast.
Yeah, terrible.
But man, left
he
a great.
He did leave a good legacy.
Yeah, he really did, absolutely. One of my favorites. This is The Way I Remember Him.
His boots looked 100 years old. They'd seen 1,000 miles or more, scuffed up and dirty except for the spots it had worn smooth from the spurs that he wore. Levi's adorned his twisted bow legs, faded pale from years in the sun. His belt looked like an old harness strap fastened with a buckle he'd worn. His shirt was just a remnant, torn and patched and half untucked. If it could have talked, it might have told the story of all the hard seasons it bucked. His shoulders set straight and firm, though not as firm as they once may have been. They bespoke of a man who'd done a life's work, and he would gladly do it again. The gray hairs told of the wisdom he'd gained from years on the range, the horses he'd rode and friends he'd outlived. All the things that he'd seen change. The line of his jaw set crooked, but hard. Seems it was chiseled out of stone, and the lines on his face like the calluses on his hands seemed to cut clear to the bone. And the gaze from those icy blue eyes could almost bore a hole clean through. But there was nothing that would warm your heart like a smile from that ancient buckaroo.
You know, and that's a lot of how I remember him, too. I remember him with his short-brimmed hat, his high-top boots with his pants tucked in, and his favorite color was hot pink.
Yes, and you could see him.
Oh, my gosh, I loved it. His wife contacted me before he passed away and said, can you make Trey a pink, hot pink cinch?
Did you?
I said, well, I
couldn't. Could you find it?
I couldn't find the hot pink for the bass, but I found the hot pink accents.
Oh, okay.
So I made him a white mohair cinch with hot pink accents. Yeah. Yeah, and good it was stuff. A great hit.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Yeah, he loved it. See, I can remember crap like that.
Yeah.
But I can't remember the important stuff.
Well, on how to tie a knot.
Holy moly, so dadnabbit, the bowline. The only way I can tie a bowline is around myself. So when I go to tie a bowline, I have to do it around my wrist. Dad nabbit. And how many times did Dad and you show me how to tie it without doing it around you?
Well, Dad would do it so fast.
Yeah, right.
This is how you do it.
It's that first loop that gets me. Now, is it upside down? Is it right side
up?
Have I got it? See? I can't ever remember that.
But I can tie that one in my sleep.
You can, can't you?
That's been drilled into my head.
Every time I go to tie it, I have to tie it around my wrist. Anyway, all right.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Well, quotes. I mean, how many silly quotes do you remember?
Barnyard quotes that you can't use anywhere
else. Well, that you can't use anywhere else. Actually, I've got one that I always remember. Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Okay.
See how the masses of men worry themselves into nameless graves, while here and there a great unselfish soul forgets himself into immortality.
How can you remember that?
I have no idea. But man, that's a great quote.
It's a good point.
It is. Yeah. Absolutely. And it goes, that one and Edmund Burke, the Irish philosopher.
Okay.
His the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing.
Yeah, that is a good one.
And those are the two that I don't know why, but have stayed
they're
with
still
them.
There.
Well, they're still there, and man, have they got good messages.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the only poem I can remember is Man from Nantucket.
There once was a man from Nantucket. Right, exactly. Or the 27th verse of Strawberry Rome. Right.
Exactly.
You and Dick.
Well, there is that. Yeah. You know, and Dick had a lot of sayings, but...
Right.
You couldn't leave the Krell with them. Well,
you know, and it's interesting how we remember things differently.
True.
The older we get.
Exactly.
You know? I swear that little Shetland pony laid down with you in the pond, and I do remember that. I thought I saw you get off and sit on his head, but I guess that was not the case.
I don't recall that. Yeah.
So anyway, it's
I wanted
well, to. It's quality truth enhancement.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. There's nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong with little truth enhancement. Trey Allen, who we just heard from, he called it quality truth improvement. It's like,
that I'm going to have to.
There is.
That's got to be my motto.
There is nothing wrong with
I've
a little.
I've always said if it's worth telling, it's worth embellishing.
Well, why not? Absolutely.
Good
poetry. Help. Everything I write is true.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh,
somewhat, maybe embellished. Okay. But but still.
You got to add little splashes of color.
Well, it's like you said, and Dick always said, there's nothing lost in the telling.
No, absolutely not. So, nothing lost in the telling.
Well, we just embellish it as we wish. And
absolutely.
Just take it with a grain of salt. Yeah, that's right. Well, we probably ought to end the show.
What?
Luke Reed is riding along with us. Yeah, and he has a great song with a little cameo from Waylon Jennings.
Nice.
Yeah. Always remember the eagle.
Back when Wyoming lay like a sea, uncut by ribbons of steel, 'twas scarcely a sound in the wide open space, long before the clack of the wheel. Painting a circle, his eye to the ground, sailing around in the sky, the king of the mountain was watching his own, the eagle was reigning on high. Stealing from safety, the coyote howled, oh, eagle, you're not number one. Another has always been higher than you. It is your brother, the sun.
But I will fly higher,
the eagle replied.
It will be proven, I vow. No one can challenge my right to the sky.
Banking, he climbed through the clouds. Always remember the eagle. Let his legend remain. Long after the bones of the king of the mountain turn to dust. The Wyoming Plain. Wading high over the Wind River Range, watching the eagle draw near, seeing his courage, yet knowing his fate. Sadly, the sun shed a tear. Go back, brave flyer, you're king in your land. You'll die if you come any higher. The eagle screamed,
never,
climbed toward the sun and filled with his feathers on fire. Always remember the eagle. Let his legend remain long after the bones of the king of the mountain turn to dust on the Wyoming plain. Here in this country, there's no notion of change with the past and the future at stake. From the top man to the bottom, there's one thing we should do with every decision we make. Always remember the eagle. Let his legend remain long after the bones of the king of the mountain turn to dust. Wyoming
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Huh?
Yep.
I vividly remember, and I believe it was last week.
Yeah?
Don't stand behind a coughing milk bag.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, that's what brought this up.
It kind of was.
Yeah, right. Which is, okay, how come you remember the trivial stuff, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and the important stuff just...
And the important stuff just goes away.
Passes through.
Yep, yeah. True story. You know, how is it you remember the stupid things you did as a child?
And always in the middle of the night when you're trying to sleep.
When you're trying to sleep, right?
Did I repent of that?
Well, right, exactly, yeah. Or you just... A childhood friend comes to mind.
Yeah.
You know, hey, and folks, if a friend comes to mind...
Do something about it.
Contact them.
Yep.
There are no coincidences here.
No, absolutely.
If all of a sudden somebody comes across your conscience and you say, wonder what that's going on with that guy.
Do everything you can.
Pick up a phone, figure out the contact info, try and get a hold of them.
Absolutely.
Because
nine
times out of ten, they're looking for help.
Yep.
Yeah.
They need something.
They do, don't they?
Yeah.
Remember Dad's friends. I mean, Mike. Goodness sakes.
Jack Tooth.
Oh, my heavens. Oh, Jack Tooth. Teddy Davidson.
Yeah, Teddy.
Oh, my heaven. Floyd Judd.
Was Uncle Mode really Uncle Mode?
He was a cousin.
He was a relation of some
He was
kind.
A cousin to Mom.
That's right.
Because he was
on
a
Hunter
side.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Uncle Mode was actually Mom's cousin.
Okay.
Yeah, we called him Uncle Mode, though. Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Holy moly, you remember all the old friends and Dad's old friends.
Dad's old friends, yeah.
And you can't remember somebody's name 5 minutes after they'd introduce themselves to you.
Exactly. What's up with that?
I know it. Hey, you look familiar.
I've seen your face.
How many times have I said that? Yeah, yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, folks will want to stay tuned for next week, though. Oh, yeah.
Letters from the Lovelorn.
Oh, absolutely. Claude Strawberry. Type stuff.
Giving romantic advice.
Valentine's Day. We're going to do it.
Oh, man.
So stay tuned.
I think I will.
And folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
Hey, you got it right this week. Good job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.